Get my eyeglass up in case that. It's not me. I was glad when it said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I hope I bought my right Bible. Normal thing to get prepared for something. You got that right. I got it. I got it. You ain't got to read that.
Okay.
We're going to talk tonight. On a subject that might not suit y'all too well. My subject will be, which I ain't gonna stick to, legalizing an illegal system. Legalizing an illegal system. Legalizing a lifestyle that has been illegalized by God's word. No, don't get scared. Give me some water. I might change my subject now. You know, in Genesis, God created the heaven and the earth. And he finally made man. And he took from the rib of man and made an in-between. Y'all follow me? Y'all got quiet already. He made a man and he made a woman. Now, you know, there's my long lost sheep back there just come in. Brother Hall, thank God for finding us. Amen. He got on the caboose.
That's all right.
You know what happened lately in California. So in case y'all don't know where I'm going there. They have legalized same-sex marriage. Don't y'all get too quiet. If y'all ain't guilty, don't worry about it.
That's right.
Now, God made one woman and one man. And he told them to be fruitful and multiply. don't want to jump ahead of myself. But I want to know, how can two women multiply? Y'all quiet on me now.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Don't give me that artificial insemination. I don't want to hear that. Because it ain't yours. Not only that, if you do that, who's going to be the father? Who's going to be the mother? They're going to bring a child up with an illegal lifestyle. And they're going to multiply, all right. Because they wanted to bring it up, going to say, this must be the right way. And so they're going to do the same thing. Come on here, church. I ain't going to make you happy, and I'm going to tell them. I believe Sodom and Gomorrah is being resurrected.
Yes, sir.
When God, amen, called Abraham. How much time I got, brother preacher?
You take all the time you want.
Oh, Lord. God called Abraham. And this ain't nothing new, y'all. Y'all should know this.
Yeah, right.
Out of the land of Ur of the Chaldees. Now, I'm not crossing my T's and dotting my I's. And told him to get up from amongst your kinsfolk unto a place I'm going to show you. Leave your kinsfolk. Abraham did that, and he did something that God told him not to do. Oh, he left his land, all right. But he took his nephew Lot along with him. Is that right? When God told him just the opposite, don't leave them all there. And that's where we got trouble today.
That is right.
But it went on out, and Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, they got a quarrel. You can read your Bible. I'm just ad-libbing. Well, Abraham said, well, to settle this dispute, you choose where you want to go. I give you first choice. God give you a choice. He give you first choice. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Now, the choice you make, you got to live with. You got free will, you can choose to do what you want to do, but you got to pay the consequence of what you do. God don't force nobody to live holy. I better stay up here. I'm getting it. It's by choice, not by force. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody made me do it. This is what I want to be. Now you go ahead, take your land, and I'll take my land. I ain't going to quarrel with you. You don't want to live right? All right now. Can I preach a while? Now you ain't got to keep begging people and pulling people. Go ahead and talk to them, but sometimes they don't want to listen. What did the book say? Shake the dust off your feet and move on.
Yes, sir.
They want to hear the word, God bless them. They don't want to hear the word, woe be unto that house. Come on, church, come on. I'm going to show you also, Lot choose to go near a city. After a while, he moved into the city. You keep on fooling with the ungodly. Hanging around with the ungodly. Going out with the ungodly crowd. After a while, you're going to be ungodly. Are y'all preaching with me? And so he went on down and moved into Sodom. By and by, the Lord chose to go down. He already knew what was going on. But for our sakes, he went down and stopped past Abraham and told me about dude, when I hide it from him. Don't y'all get too quiet on me now. And Abraham found out what the Lord was going to do. He said, Lord, now look at here. If we can find 50 righteous people, will you spare the city? Now look, I ain't been here a long time. Don't y'all get too quiet on me here now. He said, yeah, if I find 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, I'll spare the city, a whole city, and they couldn't find 10 righteous folks. Getting kind of quiet in here now. That's pretty bad when you can't find 10 righteous folks in a whole community. Lord, I feel like preaching this moment tonight, brother. Whatever it is. That's pretty bad. That's how bad it was in Sodom.
Yes, it is. That is right.
It got so bad, Brother Savage, that the angels, amen, when he came into Lot's house, you know what happened. The men of the city weren't satisfied for the natural use of the woman, but they want to seek the man. Now, if y'all ain't grown up, I'll take another subject. That's how bad it was. The angels, you know, blinded the people. But they told Lot. Now, Lot, we want you to hurry up and get out of sin. We can't do nothing until you get out of here. Y'all quiet now. Now, Lot tarried. Just like a lot of folks today, we're trying to preach them, get out. Come out. Hurry and make it out. Something's going to happen. But they tarry. We preach 120 years. I ain't going to live that long. 120 years. Somebody's still going to tarry. Because they love what they're doing. Don't let nobody tell you ain't no pleasure out there. It's plenty of pleasure out there, but it's only for a season.
That is right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
You have a good time. It's only going to last a little while. And after a while, you got to pay for everything you do. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. And so the angels had to say, Lot, you got, you, what do you have? What do you do with your family? He told who he had. He got them out, but then those son-in-laws didn't go. They tarried there. So they had to grab Lot by the hand and pull Lot out the city. Ah, it's a bad thing when the preacher got to grab you by your hand and pull you out of sin. Getting kind of quiet in here. Hallelujah. But oh, when he pulled me out. When I do come out. I ain't going to look back. and wish I was baptized. Can I get an amen? I'm going to press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I wish I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You learn, if you take your time and read your Bible correctly, you will learn every scripture has a meaning. And Lot's wife, you know what happened to her. She got curious. Got nosy. Like I asked y'all, you want to get along with me? Mind your business. The next time I see y'all, if I get back, I'll say, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you mind your own business since the last time I seen you? Y'all won't be able to answer that one. But anyhow, they came out, and she turned around. Her mind, it came in her mind first. The body didn't turn first. Her mind, it came into her mind. I want to know what's going on back then.
All right.
Ah, some people are hearing body, but their mind is winning someplace else.
Yeah.
I wish you'd help me to preach a little while. But the Bible said, let this mind be in you which in Christ Jesus. Have a pure mind. Have a clean mind. Have a right mind. And her mind told her, the devil worked with your mind. He will confuse your mind. Oh, y'all ain't with me. For the scripture, he didn't keep his one mind. Stayed on me. I'll keep him. Perfect peace. Y'all ain't with me now. I won't be confused because I know where I'm going. I ain't going to jump off of him, take my time, walk down these steps. Because the steps are made to walk down, not to jump down. I ain't confused. When I came to Brother Savage Church, I wasn't confused where I was going. I know he ain't changed yet. And when yet comes, then I'll change. I won't be coming no more, that's all.
Ain't gonna be no yet.
Y'all didn't catch that, did you? So I know where I was going. I was going to a holiness church. You can't get holy without first being repent from your sins. Recognize what you're doing is wrong, contrary to God. Can I get an amen? And when you repent from your sin, get converted. Oh, come on now. See, some people join the church because the husband's there or the wife's there. And they changed their religion, so to speak, but that don't mean they got converted to yours, it just changed over. But when you embrace where you're going, when you leave that embrace this which is here, then you get sanctified. Y'all kind of quiet now. Ooh. Hallelujah. Said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you get sanctified within, sanctify your mind first. And when your mind gets sanctified, something else will be sanctified. You can be separated yet not sanctified. You can be separated yet not sanctified. But if you sanctify, you will get separated. Well, y'all ain't with me now. Oh yeah, we can separate ourselves. That don't mean we sanctified. But when we get sanctified, we automatically will separate ourselves. Getting kind of quiet in here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel that running down the aisle, grab somebody by the hand. I ain't going to do it yet. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know how good I feel right now. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stick with my thoughts. Sodom is being resurrected. kind of world can two people, amen, produce, like the Bible says, unless you are first married. Ah, y'all kind of quiet.
Come on, come on.
It's done, but it ain't right.
Right.
You got your dictionary, Brother Savage? Find the word wife.
Wife?
Wife. W-I-F-E.
You mean that's in here?
That's in there. Don't y'all get quiet on me now.
Come on.
Wife. You got it?
Almost.
W-I-F-E. What'd it say?
Yeah.
What'd it say?
Wife.
Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman.
A what? A woman?
A kin.
Wait. What's the first thing? She's a what?
A woman.
No, she's a man. A wife is not a man. A wife is a woman. Oh, y'all don't like me now. It's a woman. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Arabic. A woman, even in Arabic.
Go ahead.
Still so used in certain compounds as
go on,
as wife.
What? Go on.
A married woman.
What? Now, if a wife is a woman,
yeah,
and two men get married, who's a woman?
Yeah.
That's the English dictionary he's reading from.
That's right.
Then I heard on the air, on the news, them and two of them brag, I hit my marriage bell. I love and honor. I love you. What you mean you love you? You ain't got no wife. Because the one you married is a man. Come on now.
Go ahead.
And a man is not a woman. And a woman sure ain't a man. I know y'all don't like what I'm talking about. That's all right.
Yeah.
So if y'all hooked up the wrong way, y'all better get straight.
You're telling it right.
What else to say, brother? Didn't want to help me out.
Married one specifically.
Uh-huh.
A woman in her relationship to her husband.
What? To her husband. Now, what's a husband?
Yeah, that's a question.
That's in the dictionary. What's a husband?
Well, let's look here.
I'll preach after a while. Y'all stay with me. I mean, just... I got from Zion. I know y'all frowning. H-U-S-H-U-S-B-A-N. It should be there. Okay, all right. All right, now.
Too many H's.
All right. H-U-S-B-A-N-D.
Praise God.
Right. Whew.
Husband. Householder.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Freeholder.
Go ahead.
Let's go ahead here.
Uh-huh.
Manager as of a household.
We're going down.
To marry a woman.
No, it didn't say that. It didn't say that.
The dictionary said.
No, it didn't say that. We're going to change the Constitution. Y'all kind of quiet. Give me a man here. That's for a while. Can you imagine me looking at him before standing for the justice of the peace? Can y'all look at us? Can y'all imagine me marry him?
Lord knows.
Oh, he married me? And then we're going to be fruitful and multiply. Come on, Hopper. Get out of here.
You're preaching right.
Y'all follow what I'm talking about? Come on. When you're both of the same sex, who is who? Which is what? A husband is what? The female is the partner of a woman.
Right.
Or a wife. And a wife, come on, is the female part of a man, which is wife of a husband.
All right.
Now you got two hooked up there together. Who is who? I don't care if y'all don't like this seminar, man. But... And it's spreading. I don't care what some people say. I will not accept the lifestyle that's been legalized by anybody. It was against God's word.
You're preaching.
Now the book says, I'm cutting corners here.
Go ahead.
I beseech you, dear brethren,
by the
mercies of God, that you present how can two men present their bodies to God living like that? How can two women present their bodies to God living like that? That you present your bodies what?
A living sacrifice.
Oh, y'all scared of that word, ain't you? Holy.
Holy.
I said holy. When you're living like that, it's not according to God's word. You're living in sin. Now, I don't hate people. Because the Bible says, where does sin in a man do it? Except one. Which means if they stop their sodomy, get the word sodomy, come on. If they stop their sodomy, y'all don't like this now. I hope this is a holiness grown up church. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Do like Apostle Paul said, S-O-D-E-A-M-O-M-Y, Sodom, you got it?
Yeah.
What did it say, brother?
Sodom. Sodom.
Yeah.
All right. A city destroyed by fire.
Yeah.
Together.
Hey, wait a minute. Just as soon as that legislation was passed.
Uh-huh.
A lightning storm came through. Lightning came through.
Yeah.
Earthquakes came through. Fire started all over the place. Y'all kind of quiet. Don't y'all fool with God. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. God has a way of making things right.
Yeah.
Can I get amen? When God gets tired, he's tired. Wasn't no man made fire. This is something supernatural fire. Lightning coming, struck all over the place. God so hot the fireman had to back up, so we can't do nothing about it.
Woo!
Just as soon as them things were passed, getting kind of quiet now. Hallelujah. I said,
hallelujah.
Some of y'all frowning on me. Go ahead and frown.
Yeah.
Go ahead and frown. I ain't going to stop, man.
You're preaching.
Woo! You got the Sodom with the city, right?
Yeah.
That was a city. And those who live in Centerville are called Centervilleites. Come on. Yeah. Those who live in America, they're called Americans. Where you live, you're called after where you live. So they lived in Sodom, and Sodom was a bad place.
Come on. Exactly right.
Women, mothers, fathers, know where your daughters are. Fathers, know where your sons are. Getting kind of quiet in here. Some of them getting mixed up in that stuff because they say, I lack love. Well, you're looking for love in the wrong place.
That's right.
Everybody says that they love you. They don't love you. They want to use you. Oh, y'all don't have to say amen.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you ain't preaching holiness. Well, what am I preaching?
Holiness.
Holiness is a clean way. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Every word of God is pure, therefore thy servant love it. I ain't said nothing beyond. Ooh, come on now. Know who your children are hanging out with. If they're hanging out in Sodom, look out. What is Sodom? Sodomy?
Sodomy. Any sexual intercourse regarded as abnormal, as between persons of the same sex.
No. Am I talking bad?
That's Webster's Dictionary.
Am I talking bad? Y'all ain't saying am I talking bad? No. That's the English Dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Women got a body? Men got a body. And now parts of the body are different from the others. Y'all quiet now.
Yeah.
One receives and one implants. Puts life. And together they make life. They produce. Y'all kind of quiet now.
Yeah.
But there is a part of the body that both sexes are the same. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
You're preaching.
And they're used for a garbage disposal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all don't like me now.
Come on.
Now, you don't put life in a garbage disposal. Y'all can't read between lines, do you? He said, between same sex.
Yeah. Persons of the same sex.
Men should not lay with men.
Right.
And women, don't lay with women.
Right.
Romans, the first chapter, tell you all about that.
Right.
Come on now, come on.
Yeah.
They burn in their heart lust for one another. And it is abomination unto God. There's no such thing as a Sodomite preacher. If you're living that lifestyle, you ain't preaching God's word. You're getting kind of quiet now. You ungodly, unclean, filthy. Ah, y'all ain't with me now. And God told us to clean up ourselves. And the only thing going to clean you up is the word of God. Some of y'all don't like me. Y'all frown at me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, you don't talk like this. Amen. All y'all want to hear John sort of hold his head. Well, John, I'll leave John alone. But I tell you one thing, if they change their lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
If they change their lifestyle,
they can.
They can be saved. They can be delivered. Because Jesus has the power to save anybody that want to be saved. We all like sheep have gone astray. But when we turn to the bishop of our soul, can I get an amen? I said, can I get an amen? Everybody in here was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through Jesus Christ. He can save. He can deliver. He can forgive.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the Antichrist, according to Daniel 11 chapter, said he don't even have a desire for a woman. So maybe he might be one of those things. It's kind of quiet in here. And he's supposed to rule after a while. But thanks be to God. When he comes into power. I don't know about you. But I'll be somewhere. Somewhere. Around God's throne. Can I get amen? Thank God. For the power. Of the Holy Ghost. Do you all mind if I preach a little while?
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. What can wash
away my sin?
Away my sin.
Nothing.
Nothing.
But the blood of Jesus.
But the blood
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
What can make me
yes. whole again?
Whole again.
Yeah.
Whole again.
Yes.
Whole again. Yes. Which now is broken in pieces before. But I heard Apostle Paul say, brethren, I count not myself to understand or understood or grasp all things. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting. Y'all kind of quiet me now. I ain't keep dwelling on what I was. It's important what I am now. It's not where I come from, but it's the way I'm going. Can I get an amen? I'm glad to be numbered amongst those which are sanctified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God cleaned you up, he cleaned you up from head to toe.
Y'all ain't talking to me now.
Hallelujah. I'm not worried about them changing the Constitution. But a law can be overturned. And God can overturn everything that man makes. Can I get an amen? But God wants the people to know that he is God. And he don't change. And since he don't change, his word don't change. And his word don't change, I ain't gonna change. Can I get an amen? I feel my hip coming up. Woo! My hair can't jump up like that, but I feel my hip coming on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. Woo! Glory to God. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto the Lord, acceptable. God ain't going to accept you living in that lifestyle. God ain't going to accept them living in that lifestyle. They got to stop what they do. Repent from their ungodly sin. Turn around from their way. Oh, somebody mad with me now. Somebody mad with me now. But I heard Jesus say, go ye into all the world. Preach this gospel. This gospel. Not another gospel, but this gospel. This brother is able to deliver you, purge you, clean you, lift you up, straighten you up, build you up. I wish I could preach just a little while. Now the Bible don't call them the word to give with an H. But the Bible called them sodomites. Sodomites live in the city of Sodom. And they do what Sodom do. Can I get an amen? Sodom is on the rise all over the world. But I want to tell you, we got them in the government. We got them in the schools. Now, wait a minute. I'm not being this, discriminating now. They have a right to live. They have a right to work. But they don't have a right to be hugging my child. They don't have a right to be telling them something else. Contrary to the word. Y'all don't like this. You ain't paying me, but you're going to meet it after a while. You're going to meet it after a while if you haven't already met it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Lord, let me preach this a little while. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Time for y'all to go home. Good God from Zion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They had sodomites in the Old Testament. But he got rid of them. Can I get an amen? I said they got rid of the sodomites in the Old Testament. Thank you, Jesus. They got rid of the witches in the Old Testament. Sodom is on the rise. It's being resurrected. Not that it was dead. But now, what was in the closet is coming out in the open. You're kind of quiet on me. And then we got to stand up and say, oh, no, we're going to change the Bible. Change from this word to that word. Take out the gender. No, you don't take no gender out. When God says he, it means he. When God says she, it means she. Can I get an amen? Whenever the word of God said the King James Bible means just what it says. I don't need you. I don't need you to interpret the Bible for me. It's that for itself. Lord, y'all don't like this. Hallelujah. 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 They can go on parade before the White House, go down to Pennsylvania Avenue and parade for their rights. Hallelujah. If they got guts enough to pray for their rights, I got guts to stand and prove it for my rights.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Yeah. If anybody guilty, it's wrong. Because God said it wrong. Then God said they're worthy of death. I haven't changed from holiness. I haven't changed from holiness. And when the Holy Ghost comes, when it comes, I got to say this, don't you? Send a video, y'all forgive me. I got to say this. Can I say it, Senator Bill? Can I say it, Senator Bill? I had a man come to my church. Yeah, I'm going to go there. Don't tell me don't go there. I ain't going to call no name, but I'm going there. Visitor. It's okay. Yes, as the man got through preaching, we had a good service. Good Holy Ghost service. Altar call and all that. He said, preacher, can I have 10 to 15 minutes? Well, okay. He said, y'all don't know how to receive the Holy Ghost. said the Holy Ghost. Y'all saying Jesus, 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 Jesus. No, the Holy Ghost come by speaking what? Praying in tongues. Now I know the Bible talks about praying in tongues. I know that. I said that. And my blood pressure. Went boop. And he had the nerve to call the ones who had been prayed for back up there. I want every one of y'all that be prayed for come back up here. And they came back up. Now he said, I want y'all to pray in tongues. Now how in the world you going to pray in tongues when you don't even have a tongue? Wait a minute. See, I ain't like some of you. I ain't going to talk about you after you're gone. I'll talk about you while you're there. And when he sat down, and I got up, my turn. And look at here. The Bible says, he that call on the name of the Lord. And what's the name of the Lord? Jesus. Shall be saved. Can I get amen? Then he said, oh, they were in the upper room. They're Pentecost. I agree with that. But he didn't bring it out right. So I went back to that. I said, yeah, they all were in the upper room. And suddenly, what happened? They came a sound. Are y'all too quiet on me? As a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. And I set upon them cloven tongues like as a fire. And they spake in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. They did not pray in tongues, they spake in tongues. And I looked around at him, he ain't said nothing. You understand what I'm talking about? How are you going to pray without first being filled? Don't come telling me, amen, that we don't understand how to get it. What do you mean we don't understand how to get it? I've got it a long time ago. And he's only 20-some years old. I'm sure what I'm going to do. Amen. He's only 20-some years old. He's going to tell me, come on, not in my church. And in my church, I preach you got to call on the name of the Lord. And when we call on the name of the Lord, he will save. Why? Because there's no other name given under heaven whereby a man must or can be saved except by the name of Jesus. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation. Oh, y'all have said that. Amen. When you call on the name of the Lord, something's going to happen. Can I get an amen? It's impossible for you to get down here and call sincerely on the name of the Lord and nothing don't happen. But if your heart is right, your mind is right, you have a sincere heart, and you call on the name of Jesus, he will answer. Well, he was supposed to have come back next Sunday to speak, but he didn't. Supposed to come back on Wednesday, but he didn't. Well, I'm sorry, he didn't come back no more, period. Getting kind of quiet now. Don't come preaching something directly contrary to what I teach. Because it brings on confusion. Y'all quiet on me. I ain't preaching 10 after now. I gotta let y'all go home. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody say, I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want no man pulling on my coattail. Y'all know what I mean when I say that. Getting kind of quiet on here.
All right.
Don't hug me too long. Man, don't hug me too long. Don't hold me too long. Y'all kind of quiet here.
Yeah.
You women telling women, don't you hold me too long now. It's all right, them preachers. Don't squeeze me too tight. Don't hold me too long now. Mm. Kind of quiet in here. Because I don't know what you're thinking. Come on now. If you're thinking what I think you might be thinking, you better think again. I'm a man. I'm a woman. And I ain't looking for another woman to act like a man with me. Good God, from Zion. I know it's past y'all bedtime. I'm not through, but I feel the help coming on again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't walk around here with your head so high in the air that you think you're better than somebody else in a certain way. What makes us better is God's word. We don't have stuffed up pride, but we don't change our walk. We've changed our talk. We've changed our lifestyle. What we used to do, we just don't do it no more. Look at somebody and say, Lord, help him to preach. Well, that's what I'm doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I say this? No, I'm trying to stick with myself there. I'm not going too far out. Amen. My brother Savage, as brothers went down, Verona, what's his name? Yeah, not Lee, but William said one time when he spoke at our church, he said, or his church, he said, creeping things are creeping in. Creeping things are presented as being all right when it's all wrong. Some things are creeping into the holiness movement. You're all kind of quiet now. And it's up to us holiness preachers to have a spiritual eye to stop it. Stop it. There are a lot of folks, Sister Savage, going under the umbrella of holiness.